The Panther Spirit's effigy mound measures roughly a foot high and nearly 150 feet long. Since being cleared from undergrowth, the outline of a cat with a long tail can be seen more clearly. Cloris Lowe is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation, whose coordinated efforts preserve the mound. He says sites like these are important as they illustrate the Ho-Chunk's clan system and spirituality.
They're to be honored. It's hallowed ground, it's sacred ground, and no more or less so than a cemetery or burial site is for other people through the course of time here today.
Lowe says grave robbers often think such mounds are rich in artifacts, but often they're richer in cultural significance. He adds such sites are protected by law and should be left in peace. Ellsworth Brown, director of the Wisconsin Historical Society, agrees.
There's so many depths of meaning to a site like this that I think the community in particular will hold close to it for several generations.
Brown says the site's on private land and will probably be viewed by appointment only. He says the restoration effort has fired up the interest of area tribes, educators, children, and historians.
You will find that there is a generation of people, starting from the sixth grade onward, who will remember this all their lives as they live in Mauston, and whose children will know about it. And I would predict that that's the best kind of protection you could ever provide to anything, including this mound.
The effort to preserve the Panther Spirit effigy mound recently got a boost. The History Channel and A&E Networks gave a $10,000 grant towards the campaign, the largest award to date. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.